Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Excuse me. Hey, good morning. Good morning. What day is this? This would be the 8th day of September 2026. Lord's not making another one. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you don't understand that we are in the midst of what have we been saying here? We're in the crucible. Folks, we are in, it's not funny. We're in the make or break time right now. It's like right now. It's like right now that the whole battle, the war, the two, the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman is playing out in, I believe, in a real physical realm right now. And I don't know what your philosophy. I don't want to argue about it. End time philosophy. Here's where I am with it. Scripture says that in the last days, the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions. And I have to tell you, I haven't seen that yet. Has anybody out there seen that? Spencer, see if you can find that for me. Then we're going to get in. This is going to be good today, all right? In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams and your men shall see. They have it backwards. I think maybe it's like that. Spencer's going to get it up there for us. And for those who are out there who are so intent that the end of the world is upon us. Well, I guess I would say this. I hope it is. I guess that's a good thing, isn't it? The second coming of Jesus would be a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I hope it is the end of the world. But what if it's not? What if it's not? But this is Spencer, where is that? Thank you for that. That's a great job. I'll send you a $2 bill. Acts 2. Let's stay right there. Let's stay with 2:2. Okay. And when the day of Pentecost fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Boy, that'd be something to see, wouldn't it? All with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each one. By the way, the Bible says that I believe that settles it. Do you believe it? Do you believe they're actually cloven tongues? Believe that? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other. What? Huh? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. What? As the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Wait a minute. Spencer, wait a minute. That can't be right. They were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Huh? Now, when this noise abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. What's going on here? And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, dude, they're not Galileans. Huh? What were they doing speaking that language? Now we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we was born. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus. Do you guys know where any of those places are? Anybody know where any of those places are? Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and all the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes and Cretes and Arabians, we do now hear them speak in our tongue. What? The wonderful works of God. They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, what the heck's going on here? They said. But others were mocking, saying, these men, they're drunk. These dudes are drunk. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice, said unto them, Hey, dudes, and all you that live over there in Jerusalem, be this known that you and hearken to my words, for these guys aren't drunk. Seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. It shall come to pass in the last days, somebody help me here. Did he think they were in the last days? Folks, I'm just reading this fresh, just like you are. I'm asking myself questions as I read. By the way, do you do that? Do you ask questions as you read? It should come to pass in the last days, says God. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. When? In the last days. Well, folks out there, they're screaming up and now it's the last days. It's the last days. Well, I hope it is. Why? Because he's going to pour out a spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and on my handmaids, I'm going to pour out in those days my spirit, and they're going to prophesy. In what days? In what days? In those days? In what days? And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs of the earth beneath, and blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Now, wait a minute. Somebody help me out here. I'm an educated man. And that's going to happen before the great and notable day of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of y'all, as ye yourself also to know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you've taken by wicked hands, you've crucified and slain him. He's talking to the Jews, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he's on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover, all my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Last days, huh? We're in the last days. And somebody help me out here. May I make some of you mad? Has most of Christianity thrown in the towel? You guys know what it means, throw in the towel? Throw in the towel means game's over, I surrender. Throw in the towel, game's over. Wrestling match is over, we quit. You ever watch big time wrestling? Ever watch big time wrestling when the guy throws in the towel? We give up, we lose. Are we throwing in the towel? Is that what we see in America? We're throwing in the towel. I say that, look, we're going to Harlem this weekend coming up. And if you want to go, you got to, in fact, do me a favor. If you have already committed to going, please email me this morning again. So just so I make sure we have our numbers right. We would love for anybody wants to come. Anybody wants to meet us there, meet us there. We'll help you get there. We're making arrangements. We would love for you to be part of it. But I want you to know this. I'm not going to talk about it here. I'm not going to give our plans over to the enemy who's watching. I'm not going to do that. But we are... If not us, who? If not now, when? Whole creation groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, for God's people to show up. When? When are we going to do that? As we roll down here on the, what would it be, the 25th anniversary of 25 years ago, 9-1-1, 25 years ago. Tell me you know that... Those planes, it wasn't planes flew into that tower. Tell me you know that, all right? That you understand that now, what really is going on? we've come up with an action. Mel's come up with an action. And I would like all of you, we started it yesterday here in the Dobbin Meyer house. And I'd like all of you who can't go with us, please engage in this over the next few days. We're going to engage in it right now. This is on the Liberty Action Network. Spencer, if you would, put that in the chat. So, folks, would you share it? Would you share it? We have a SWAT team, spiritual weapons and tactics team, going into the belly of the beast. People said, Coach, that could going to be dangerous. Hold your ears. No shit. But who but us? Who should be gone but us? Huh? If Christians don't show up and stand against it, who's going to? Heck yeah, we're gone. We'd love for you to come, but I'm not going to give you the details of everything that's going on there. I'm going to do it. Was it Esther? Was it Esther went to the king and she said, if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. I don't know if I have any pictures of it yesterday, Michelle. I don't know if you could send it. I was overwhelmed yesterday. Michelle, do you have any? She's listening up there. Send me one of those family pictures yesterday. Stay with me. We had a wonderful time. It was one of our grandson's birthday yesterday, last night. And we ended up, we went to the swimming pool. We had a swimming party. We had an opportunity to have all of them there. All of our grannies. And I was out there swimming around like a big old whale out in the water, floating around and looking at the wonder of my grandbabies. And understanding if I shrink in this moment, my grandchildren will pay the price. You guys understand that, do you? I'm looking on my own phone. I wasn't ready to do this morning. See if I have it. I don't. Michelle, if you have one of those, you can send to me. I'd appreciate it. That a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. What kind of guy, kind of grandpa, kind of Christian, leaves this mess to his grandbabies? Michelle, do you hear me? She's upstairs. She's not in the multi-million dollar studio. It doesn't matter. Is that it? My wife is a sweetie. Spencer, I don't know how I'm going to get this to you, but I'm going to do it right now. Folks, hang on a minute. Bear with me. It's not titled, Jared. I'm doesn't have any title on it. It's coming your way. I want you to throw it up on the screen. My wife took this picture last night at our grandson's birthday. And as I sat there and I just kind of watched what was going on. It's fabulous to watch him. Gosh, it's fun. And to realize that they're the ones going to pay the price. Ain't me. I'm 73-year-old, fat, overweight, whatever. Ain't going to be me. And we sit around, Christians, do nothing to occupy till he comes. We have no interest in occupying. We're letting the devil run rampant. Nobody stands up against it. No organized pushback against it. And then this old black guy from Harlem says, "By God, I'm going to do something about it." I don't know if you know this or not. Pastor Manning, today, or maybe it's tomorrow, is going to be on with Alex Jones. Did you hear what I said? There they are. Look at that. That's why I fight. That's why I'm going to New York. Right there. Now, that's not even all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got a bunch more. Couldn't even get them all in the picture. What kind of grandpa wouldn't stand up and fight back to protect those? We're going to be raptured out of here, Coach. Really? I hope. So we're going again. If you want to go, you got to let me know today. And for those of you out there wondering, Coach, I don't have any details. Look, I've been working for 3 days on the details. I will get you a game plan today. Okay? Know this, that we're going to be leaving here. Now my brain's going crazy. Hey, You want to go, you got to let me know. Okay, cool. This is a big deal. It's a big deal. Somebody's got to stick a flag in the ground. Pastor Manning has said, I'm going to stick a flag in the ground. Come and be part of it. Help me stick a flag in the ground. That's what we're going to do. Like Esther, if I perish, I perish. Amen? Amen? But while we're doing that, those of you who can't go, those of you who can't go, by the way, we got a woman who murdered her three babies. And she's now received over $15 million in donations from wicked, wicked women. Yeah. Yeah. Somehow along the way, because we have removed the standard of Christianity from America, now it becomes okay to, you don't feel good, get murdered. Murder them. You don't feel good? Murder them. Pharmakia, whatever. Okay, go and get stuck on. So Mel put this together. It's on the screen right now. And here's, we're going to do this morning. And I would like you to join. For those of you who can't go, please cover us over the next 6 days till we get back. Please cover us. And Spencer, I don't know, did I pull up the stuff? Is there, folks? This is a big deal. Spencer, go to stuff. Do I have a picture of? I'm sorry, man. Let me click here. What I'm looking for. Sorry, folks. Bear with me. I'm distracted here. Do you have a picture of who's going to speak there, Spencer? Did I send you that? I know you don't. Anyway, no. That's that. It. I had it all organized. Doesn't matter. Okay. Let me get back to it here. Why? Me. Why me? I don't know. Why am I one of the guys going to be in New York? Millions of people are now. Pastor Manning's had over 4 million views in the last 4 days. 4 million views. Because we're representing what Pastor Manning has called us to do, we're representing the silent majority. We still are the silent majority. You understand that, don't you? We still are. And there are people out there saying, won't somebody do something about it? Won't somebody do something about this, everything that's going on? Here I am, Lord, send me. I'll go. Coach, what if something bad happens? That's dangerous. No, I know it's dangerous. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if you think that you are safe from danger, dude, you can have a gas leak in your house and it can blow up tomorrow. You understand that, right? You mean driving down the road in your car, somebody run the traffic light. You understand that? If you think that you're going to stay safe sitting home. If we think that's what Christianity is all about, sitting home in our enclave on Sunday, then I don't even know what to tell you. Somebody's got to show up. Now we're going, and we want you to participate in this action that Mel's put together. So bear with me as I go down through it. I'm sorry, I'm all over. Hey, let me back up a second, okay? Let me back up. Pull up number one. Before we get to that, point number one. There it is. There it was. Put that back up there, Spencer. Nope. There. Manning against Mamdani march on 9/11, 25 years ago. Patriot Jake Lang, Usama, Dak Doc, Coach Dave. It's an honor. It's an honor to be part of it. Go lift up a standard. I know I'm all over the place, but I think this is important for us. Go to number one, please. I'm sorry, I'm distracted today. I'm not distracted. That's not the right word. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Subtle. Satan doesn't come with a frontal attack. He's subtle. sneaks in. You don't recognize it as Satan. It looks good. And he said unto the woman, yeah, come on, lady. Has God said that you can't eat of that tree? Come on. God didn't say that. God wasn't legalistic. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, don't you dare eat that. Because as soon as you do, you're going to die. And the serpent said to the woman, yuck, you ain't going to die. Who told you that? You ain't going to die. For God doth know that in the days that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good from evil. The old devil says, oh, yeah, no, you eat that thing, you're going to be just like God. You're going to be able to see good and evil. You're going to say, come on, man. Come on, man. Who told you that? And when the woman saw that the tree did look good, that it was pleasant to her eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she said, hey, she took the fruit thereof and she ate it and gave it to her husband. By the way, it was with her. So help me out here. Eve is standing there having a conversation with this snake, and Adam ain't in the picture. Adam's standing behind her. Is this the birth of feminism? Adam standing back instead of Adam stepping in front of his wife and saying to the devil, get out of here, dude. Leave my wife alone, dude. Adam gave all authority to his wife. Stood behind her. I got your back, honey. She ate it and she gave it to him. He ate it. And the eyes of both of them were opened. I guess they were. And they realized that they were naked. And the Lord said unto Adam, hey, Adam, where are you? Hey, folks, that wasn't a physical question. That was a spiritual, moral, authority question. Hey, Papa, where are you? Letting this dude talk to your wife like that. Church is full of women. Still today. Womenly Christianity. Where are you, Adam? And he said, Lord, I heard your voice, and I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself. See, he wasn't naked. He was uncovered. His authority had been stripped off of him. When naked, he knew he couldn't stand in front of God like that because he'd been stripped of all of his authority. He wasn't stripped of it. He yielded it. And he said, I told you were naked, God says to Adam. Have you eaten that tree? The one, you know, the one I told you not to eat. You eaten that, boy? And Adam said, well, yeah, but the woman you gave me. See, it's God's fault. The woman you gave me. You hadn't given me this woman, I wouldn't have done it. Woman you gave me. She gave me the tree and I ate it. The Lord God said to the woman, what the heck have you done? And the woman said, the devil made me do it. That was Flip Wilson's first appearance. The devil made me do it. Geraldine, wasn't that her name? Huh? But the woman said, the devil made me do it. We could go on. I ain't going to go on. That's where we are. And so we sit around. And we pray for the rapture. Men. Instead of men standing up and engaging, fighting back, doing what they can, we pray for the rapture. Pull up, I'm all over the place here today. Pull up number 2. Hang on. If you and I knew that the world was going to end tomorrow, what would you do today? Or what would you do today if the Lord said to you and said to me, hey, I'm going to give you 10 days. And in 10 days, I'm going to destroy a lot of stuff. You got 10 days. What would you do? Occupy till I come. Fight to the end. Stand up and be counted. I'm going to play this, and Mel, we're going to get into hey, folks, we need your prayer support for what we're about to do. Go ahead and play this. The War on Humanity. Go ahead.
Make no mistake. The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in mega cities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion. And I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2, make no mistake,
equals 4. 2 + 2 = 4. Now, here's where we are. Okay, look. We either fight or perish. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. I showed that picture of my grandchildren. What's the world going to be like in 10 years for them? I said, well, coach, the Bible foretells all this. No, the Bible says, occupy till I come. That's what the Bible says. It doesn't say, look at the signs of the time and go hide in your churches and let homosexuals run government and let communists be elected to office and throw God out. The Bible doesn't say that. So that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then they'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. I think that's still in the Bible too. Hell, you go to, how many of you out there go to a church where a pastor's ever taken you anywhere to do anything other than book bags for kids going to the government hellhole schools? They ever take you anywhere? No, they don't. I'm sorry, man. Hey, if you go on, I got to know, okay? I got to know, and I'll get you information today. So Mel put together this fabulous, fabulous audience participation strategy at the Liberty Action Network. Now, Spencer, please put this in the chat. Folks, could you share this with everybody you know? Every Christian you know, could we get the hounds of heaven behind this action? Why Pastor Manning? I don't know. How I got associated with Pastor Manning, that goes back 20 years. I don't even know. How all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we've reconnected. See, you can say it's a coincidence if you want to. It ain't no coincidence. And I don't know what it's about, other than I know. I'm going to go stand with this guy. Huh? Yeah. I did. Hey, Craig, I did share it with Pastor Manning and ask him to share it with everybody he knows. Again, he's had 4 million views on one of his videos. So here it is, okay? Praying against pride, deceit, and wickedness. This is Proverbs 11, and this is what we would like all of you to do, okay? Put it in the chat. Let me walk you through it. We're going to do it. We have time. Well, I rattled on quite a while there. Huh? Yes, Craig, it ties into Gettysburg. We went to Gettysburg. We have done so many things. This is, friends, if you're late to the table here, I don't mean to sound mean. If you don't understand what we've been doing, then you don't see the connections. We went to Gettysburg. My wife prayed there at Gettysburg. And yep. Pastor Manning came to Gettysburg. Craig, how many years ago was that, Craig, when we went to Gettysburg?
That was 2022, Coach.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
That was 2022. It was September 26th of 2022.
September 26th of 2022.
But here's the tie-in, Coach, okay? You know, and actually, I mean, Mel put it together, but I wrote this up, okay? I mean, she made it look nice for me, okay? Because. Yep. And I'm not trying to take credit for it.
Go ahead. That's all right.
It's not a matter of credit. Okay. It's a matter of the moving of God.
Obedience. It's a matter of obedience.
Well, it's a matter of moving God. And I've written a lot of different things on Mel's site over time, you know, whether it was the climate thing or whatever. But the point being is this ties into God's timetable. Okay. This is Tishri 1. This is the new moon. This is when David told Jonathan at the new moon, you know, send the arrow and da 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 da. Okay, September 11th is Tishri 1 this year. Okay, on Tishri 1 of September 26th of 2022, we were at Gettysburg, all right? Mm. That's God's timetable, not man's. On Tishri 1 on September 17th of 2023, we were at 12 circuit courthouses across this nation with Randy, okay? God called him to do that. God called me to do that. And what I'm asking, God's calling you to go here, okay, and speak at, this is the foundation of our country. This is where George Washington took the presidency. This is the first battle after 1776 that George Washington went on October 27th of 1776 and fought over the Battle of Long Island, okay? He was fighting 250 years. I mean, you want to go back to July 4th and the fireworks 250 years ago. Now you're at 250 years ago. Even on September 11th, during this battle that George Washington did, they had a meeting about trying to get someone who was taken hostage, all right, with the British troops on September 11th, right over the lands that you're on. So the point that I'm just trying to say is this hollow ground? Well, let's put it to you this way. This ground has been working for a long time on September 11th.
Amen.
So someone needs to declare that, you know what? God's righteousness, okay, is going to come, and no man is going to change that. That's why Proverbs 11 is a story about that God comes against the wicked. If you take Proverbs 11 and just read it, but let's go back to this. Where is the Tower of Babel? That's Genesis chapter 11. These are patterns, Coach. Where did David and Bathsheba come in? I was just reading that today. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Bathsheba. 11 is chaos. We are in chaos right now. Amen. Wherever chaos reigns, guess what? Satan is present. So someone needs to go and declare and decree God's word. And by being in agreement with God's word, you know, when the devil came to Jesus, how did he respond?
It is written.
Scripture. He said, God, doesn't God, didn't you say God holds up his word more, you know, more than anything else? I mean, that doesn't that, he said, his word is who he is.
Amen.
So when we come into agreement with this, we're saying, Lord, the wicked will have it. And if you read Proverbs 11, you'll see it.
So Craig put this together, and it's on Mel's web, the Liberty Action Network. Put it in the chat. Share it with your Christian friends. 25 years ago on September 11th. Is that believable? Can you believe that's 25 years ago? Man. This picture was taken 1 week before the first World Trade Center was attacked. Excuse me. Somebody else read it. Somebody else come in and read what's on the screen for us right now.
I'll do it, Coach. Since
go, Craig.
So 25 years ago. So this is a benchmark, Coach. I mean, if you know, sometimes you and Michelle, you go back, oh, wow, we've been married 40 years. You go back and you think, wow, we started at this house. And da-da. Okay, this is how far we have fallen. I mean, we lost, the buildings fell. But what about American culture, Coach? You're talking about this whole thing. Like, God's almost putting it in our face. Lady kills three kids. No. Just go talk to the psychologist. No penalty, right?
Right.
So anyways.
She got rich.
Right. So what we're asking is that you take 11, and we're going to take what 11 was as chaos, and we're going to flip it back on the devil and say, guess what? This is your own snare, sir.
Amen.
Eat it. So I think just reading Proverbs 11 is the best thing to do. Do it for 11 minutes a day. Commit. You're committed to do something. When we were at the Georgia Guidestones, you said, hey, don't bring me a sacrifice without it costing you something.
That's right.
Don't come here to me. Okay, this is what this whole thing about altars is. You know, Jonathan Gahan, okay, an altar was a transaction that happened.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Blood for this. Okay, there's a transaction that's getting ready to happen here this week over America.
Amen. I believe it.
So Mel has that. So read this, be in prayer. I would actually say fast. I would say fast. Fast for the people that are not only going from Pass Assault, for Pastor Manning, for the people there, for our nation, okay? Mm-hmm. That God's will be raised. Righteousness will come and back over us, okay? And so anyways, it's out there. But I think if we just go and we read chapter 11 every day like we did, remember at some of these other actions,
yep.
We're going to start breaking down some of those unrighteous, wicked people, and they're going to come into their snare.
And so we want people who are not involved with what we're doing here right now to get involved. Make this a broad, broad movement as to where you are. The reading of Proverbs 11 each day. So I didn't get a chance to finish what I taught. I didn't mean that to sound bad. So beginning on Monday, September 7th, that's yesterday, through September 12th, read Proverbs 11 each day. We did that here in the Dobbenmeyer house. This is God's plan for the wicked compared to his plan for the righteous. Be in prayer at least 11 minutes a day. Why? 11 has a significance. On Thursday night, join us in prayer for the Pass the Salt team headed to New York, and stand with Pastor James David Manning on Friday, September 11th. On Friday, September 11th, pray Psalm 91, protection for those gathered in New York City. Pray that our team will be strong and courageous, Joshua 1. And on Saturday, September 12th, pray for travel mercies for those of us who are on the road. Scrolling down. You're good. So there it is, a calling to the people.org. The scriptures are there. Boom. Okay. So we're going to read. Somebody's going to read for us. Isaiah 59.
No, Proverbs 11, coach.
I'm sorry. Proverbs 11. I'm sorry. Proverbs 11.
Remember, September 11th. Okay. All these 11s, you know, I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush said there was a new world order on September 11th of 1990.
He said that.
And then 11 years to the date, the towers fall. And 11 years after that, Obama and Benghazi and the Muslims get shot into the world. And 11 years out later, Joe Biden gives the money back of the money that they took from Iran from Jimmy Carter's days. 11 years to the date. Those are not coincidences.
No, they're not.
Telling you a story.
Amen. Amen. So, folks, you're going to pray. We're all going to pray. Proverbs 11. In fact, who would like to pray that right now? Don't fight over it. Who wants to pray it?
It's over 9/11, right? What you guys are doing?
Yes.
Yeah, God, that's what I raised my hand to do. So let's kick it off. Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are the truth. Satan has lied. He started lying in the garden. He lied in heaven. He gossiped. He slandered you in your own throne room. He rebelled against you with your own creation. He went and he slithered with his lies and his venom. And twisting and turning in your garden. The earth is your garden. Your children are the fruit of that garden. Almighty God, your name is Almighty. You are our living hope. We don't have a dead hope. We have a living hope because of you. 9/11. You know exactly what was planned and plotted when they deceitfully put all those bombs in those buildings. And they created an illusion of an attack of a plane flying in. All it is demons flying around. And one president and another president with the same name, just a different middle name, completed what was plotted to take over your nation here on earth. It takes to steal your inheritance of Jesus Christ to your children. So Almighty God, on 9/11, there are men and women going to raise up your voice. They're taking up their cross of Jesus Christ and going there. We ask you, Almighty God, no matter what weapons are formed against, what bombs they think that they can plant, that they will be dismantled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the blood of Jesus Christ, every single person is covered. Every person speaking and their families and their finances and their lands will be protected with the fire of the blood of Jesus Christ that saves. He saves. He saved me. He saved Coach Dave. He coached Pastor Manny and all the other speakers. And if you bring Alexander Pagani or Mike Cigarelli or any of the other ones from New York that you raised up there. Almighty God, when you bring Craig, when you bring Coach, when you bring Betty, when you bring his bride, Coach's bride, Manny's bride, their battle buddies. When they wipe each other's tears and they're so close that they can taste the salt of their tears. So they pass the salt of the tears that you put in a perfume bottle. because it's a sweet smelling aroma before your throne. We ask you, Almighty God, together with one voice, that as you reveal the truth in New York City and you stake your nation once again, that Satan has been put on notice, that he's been kicked out of the garden again. And your mighty angels, that you would send Michael and Gabriel and whoever else is in charge to war against whatever thinks that they can come against, that every witch, every warlock, every Satanist does not have a voice. That their plots, their plans, their spells, their curses go back to them. That every astral projected spirit, Lord God, you would cut that silver cord in the mighty name of Jesus with the blood of Jesus Christ. That our sins are forgiven because Jesus said so. He said on the cross, it is finished. It is telestai. Almighty God, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your son, who came here to stand in the gap for who sin against you. And only you do they do this evil in your sight. But as Satan has raised up his voice to try to scare us, you said that your perfect love casts out all fear. So all fear will be cast out. There won't be one hair harmed in New York City on 9/11 at 1 o'clock. They will be protected. They will be empowered. They will have courage. They will be brave. You will breathe life into dry bones and take away the stony hearts, and that you will give sound mind to men and women and children and generations up to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And on 9/11, that is your new year. You are going to declare, because it is who you are, because we know you. You are going to declare freedom, restoration, and salvation and hope back into this nation, so that it can spread around the world. And that is the shot that is going to be fired and heard around the world. That's what's going to be done. It'll be a loud boom from the throne room of heaven, and there will be testimony of angels of heaven being brought forth, that there will be, and that I ask you, Almighty God, whatever Satanists, whatever witches, whatever Luciferians, whatever Kabbalists, whatever anything that comes against you, that they will tremble in fear because they will see Jesus Christ. They will see the angel armies of heaven, and you will expose the demons of what little twats that they are, and that they're just menaces, and that they don't have any power because they think they do, because it's all been based in a lie, and the truth will always overcome the lie because you are our truth. We know that we have hope. And thank you, Almighty God. We acknowledge that we have sinned against you as a nation in so many ways. It is detestable in your sight. But Almighty God, you are a God who loves. You are a God who forgives. And yes, your discipline is harsh. But Almighty God, I thank you for it. Because there was discipline done for sin on the cross of Jesus Christ. But we have a resurrection, and the resurrection is coming on 9/11. And these men and women will be protected because your name is protection. And underneath the shadow of your wings, they will be protected. You said so. That is your promise. They will see tens of thousands go to the left and to the right, and they will not be harmed because you said so. You're sending out your army. You're sending out your worship team that will go beforehand. And everybody who cannot be there, they can pray. And that is worship. That is a song in your ears when they acknowledge who you are. And that is their hope when they're praying for the people who have boots on the ground. And we ask you, Almighty God, for their battle buddies, for their spouses, for their loved ones who are going to be praying. We ask you, Almighty God, to hug them. Like you said in Psalms, your left arm wraps around you and your right arm comes back around. You promised that you would give that comfort of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will do his thing. He will do what he does. He reveals the truth, and they will be one as you are one, like you said in John, that you will do that. And we thank you for healing this nation. We thank you for healing broken hearts and really screwed up minds. But Satan, hear this. Jesus Christ is King, and you bow before him, and you have to bow before him on 9/11 because you are called to do that, and you cannot do that. And you still acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, but you cannot go into the throne room of heaven without covering your eyes, without covering your, you still have to bow before him because you are the accuser of the brethren. But Jesus Christ stands and says, they are mine. So Pastor Manny and Coach Dave and their brides and everybody else will be protected because of one name only. My Lord, my Savior, my hope, my strength, my courage, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And lock and load, Jesus, and do your thing.
Amen. 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 Spencer, throw that psalm up there. Yeah, Proverbs 11. I'm sorry, Proverbs 11. Who's going to read that for us? Hey, folks, listen to me. Will you share this? Will you share this action with others, with the pew sitters that you know of? If they're going to sit in the pew, they could at least cover us with prayer. Will you do that? Put it in the chat so everybody will have it. And who's going to read Psalm 11?
I'll do it for you.
Go, Jeff.
A false balance of abomination to the Lord. But just a weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
Amen.
Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteous delivered from death. And the righteous of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own weakness.
Amen on that one.
The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked dieth, his expansion shall perish, and hope for unjust men perish. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. And the hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge shall be just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, and the city with joy rejoices.
Amen! When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth.
And when the wicked perish, there is shouting.
Hallelujah, there is.
Boom shakalaka.
Amen.
By the blessings of the upright of the city be exalted, but is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked.
Amen.
Oh boy. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealed his secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealed the matter.
Amen.
Whereas no counsel is, the people fall. Under the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Thank you, Lord.
He that is surely for a stranger shall smart for it, but he that hateth surership is sure.
Amen.
A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good by his own soul, but he the cruel troubleth his own flesh.
Yes, Lord.
The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be sure reward.
Amen.
As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death.
Mm.
That they are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord.
Prideful men.
But such are as upright in their way are his delight. Though a hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but Amen. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
That be us. Amen, Lord.
As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion.
Wow.
The desire of the righteous only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath.
Amen.
There is the sacred, and yet increaseth, and there is that withhold more than is meet, but is tendereth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and whether watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withhold corn, and people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon his head of him who selleth it. I'm sorry, I keep going back to Washoe County. He that delayeth secret good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief shall come unto him.
Amen.
He that trusteth to his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch.
Amen.
He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be a servant to the wise of heart.
Amen.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that wins souls is wise.
Amen.
Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Folks, that's the word of the Lord. Share it. Ask others to pray that every day. Every day, 11 minutes in prayer. Let that be part of it. Let's shake the spiritual realm. Come on in, Jack. A couple minutes left.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to come in on that one, but tell you what. I don't think we hear what fighting is.
Hang on. Somebody needs to mute themselves. We're getting the feedback.
Just a second.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
Anyway, we don't know how to fight. When you hear the word, as in a Western culture today, Western culture, we think fighting means a going after your enemy without harming them. Wait a minute. Wait. You know, if you and I are going to get in a fight, are we going to stand toe-to-toe and slap each other with a glove for 20 years to see who wins? We don't know what fighting means because we don't understand what winning means.
Amen.
I mean, we just read scripture that is talking about the good part, but also about the utter destruction of the enemy. And we don't even hear that. We don't know what that means. But if we really look at it, the enemy that we have, the physical enemy that we have, not the spiritual, but the physical enemy that we have, will cut your throat and let your head dangle without hesitation. And we think we're going to win them with love? I don't think so. We better learn what the difference is. I put in the chat there, Coach, what's the purpose and what should be the result of fighting? It should be the destruction of the enemy.
That's right.
But
not going to destroy my grandkids. No, we don't. We don't.
And we haven't heard that in 50 years. That's what they did in World War II, but in Afghanistan and all this stupid, crazy crap in Vietnam. We fight, and then we give them back their territory.
We fight to win.
Because we don't understand occupation. What the heck's the matter with us?
Jack, let me hear,
but it doesn't go in. It doesn't sink in.
Let me get Randy in real quick. Go, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Coach, look, the Proverbs 11, it's a battle strategy, okay, both sides. It's showing you the strategy and the fruit of each one and the fight. Jack's right, it is a fight. But, Coach, we there is a balance here. I mean, we better walk in love and not be the start the Crusades again, because that's not the plan of God. We may have to fight. I won't back down. But it's a spiritual battle first. Amen. They want to make it a violent, natural battle only. But we have to do the spiritual battle first. We have to win there, and then the casualties on the ground will be minimal, Coach. If we will do that battle first, so
Randy,
we have to balance this.
Got to run, hey, folks. Look, if you want to go, you got to let me know, okay? And those out there want to know what we're going to do, I'm going to get it out to you today. Been putting a lot of parts together, and we're going to do it. Cover us, folks. Pray that, do that, huh? Do that, pray that. Cover us while we're there. See you tomorrow.